Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. I'm here outside of the Geekery restaurant here at the second Geekery Con. With me today, I have members of the team. We have Danielle.
A.K.A. Wonder Librarian, A.K.A. Miss Captain America today.
And, of course, consultant, agent slash consultant Daryl.
Consultant slash Teen Tony slash, yeah.
And back on the show again, we're happy to have her. We're happy she's a guest today. We have Katrina from the Fan Checks. How's it going?
Awesome. How you doing today?
Not too bad. And we finally got to see you in a Kitty Pryde costume.
You did. You've missed it the last couple of times I had it on.
Yeah, you were talking about it way back at Fan Expo and how you wanted to do all the different versions. And
yep. Still planning that.
That's cool. And this one has Lockheed.
Yes.
And it moves.
Talks.
I love it.
That's awesome.
And the costume, the dragon's really cute for anyone that can't see it.
Yeah. We'll have pictures, everyone can check it out.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Refer to the photos. Yes.
Now, we'll kick things off, Danielle.
Oh, yeah. So I have a general question. So seeing as it's Civil War Geekery Con today, we're just wondering, are you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Team Cap.
Okay, me too.
Any particular reason for it? What's your justification?
Tony Stark's an asshat.
Yeah!
So intellectual rival? Because as we were saying earlier, like Katie was pretty much on the same level. So.
Yep, easily on the same level.
Best answer so far today for that.
Asshat.
Asshat.
Hashtag asshat. On Twitter.
All right, so we have you here primarily today because we want to pimp the Fan Chicks appearance here in June for a good cause.
Yes.
So what can you tell us?
So Night at the Fugleheim to support the Wayne Foundation. So the Wayne Foundation is a charity that helps to support victims of human trafficking. You can find them online. The woman who started it, Pretty Miss Jamie, she is absolutely amazing. And we want to help them help more people. So we are going to have a Night at the Fugleheim. So if you're familiar with your DC universe, that is the museum where they always have the Wayne Foundation parties where the Joker's henchmen always come in and destroy everything. So we are having fan chicks from all over Canada and other performers that we're having come. So we have aerial performers, Nova and Carmen Circus. My girlfriend Skylar is coming to do a set singing. And there's a couple of other musical performers. There'll be a silent auction or raffle in order to be able to raise more money, and all proceeds are going to go directly to the foundation.
Cool, that's fantastic. We're really happy to be a part of that.
I was going to say, just as a viewer of the show, it is awesome. I saw the burlesque one. It's on point. It's wicked. Check it out.
Oh, yeah, we were fans of that. And speaking of singing, like, you had a fantastic singing voice when you sang that Weird Al song.
Aw, thank you.
Have you ever done any of that, like, at other shows or other benefits?
I have sung as the Wookiee one other time, and I have sung at karaoke for other events that I've been to. The girl that is coming to sing for our next show is a better singer than I am.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully by next year we will have a whole collection of Fan Chicks parody music to perform for you guys. We're working on that.
Nice. Because I like geeking out to you about comics, what have you read lately?
Not much, because I've been poor. My girlfriend, Jessica Shock, who's here with me today, just lent me Volume 2 trade paperback of Rat Queens, which I'm super excited about, because Rat Queens is awesome.
Cool, I'll have to check that out. What else? So we've seen you guys do a DC comic show. We've seen you guys do a Star Wars show.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a specific favorite type of show you do? Or
Star Wars has the most music available. There's so much Star Wars parody music, and so much of it is so good. DC is starting to catch up. We have a few friends in the music business who do nerdy music. Rappers and singers who are making just great music for us to do for events, and that's really awesome. Actually, a couple of them are performing at our Wayne Foundation charity event in Calgary.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be
the true heirs of Weird Al's legacy.
Well, these are like full-out nerdy rappers who rap about the things that they are fans of. So cool. It's amazing the kind of great things that we get to be involved with.
Oh, that's cool. And kudos, again, I've mentioned this to you at the Star Wars show, for picking the song Chewbacca from the Clerk soundtrack.
Yeah.
I nerded out a little bit when I heard it.
How can you dance around in a Wookiee costume and not dance to Chewbacca, though? Like, what else would you dance to dressed as Chewbacca?
True, good point, I guess.
It's a limited album. There's not that many Chewbacca songs. It's a big one, but...
I mean, I could dance to any other Star Wars music, but it just wouldn't be the same as being in a furry Wookiee costume and dancing to Chewbacca. What a Wookiee, right?
True. Yeah, you missed out, Daryl. It was a good performance, actually.
Well, I saw photos, though. I saw Steve doing the pole dance. That was...
I have a video on Instagram. Check it out. A short video of Chewbacca.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah, at Denica1.
The Fanchicks YouTube channel.
Yeah,
we have videos from some of our other performances that you can check out, including the first time I ever did Chewbacca.
Oh, wow.
And I had no voice singing, which is pretty funny. So just getting the audience to sing the song with me, so that
cool.
You wouldn't have to hear my voice.
I saw the promo clip you guys did. It was pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, we like to do stuff. I would really like to. I'd really like to do another Mortal Kombat show. That would be super
okay.
fun. And we are doing a Spider-Verse show later this year.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah.
Who would you be in Mortal Kombat?
I'm Jade.
Oh, cool.
I've seen your Jade costume at Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Neat. Now, let's plug your social media. Where can people go to check out the Fanchicks?
They can find us on Facebook. Apparently, we have an Instagram that I just got told about, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So you can find Fanchicks on Instagram. We have a Twitter account, and on YouTube, Fanchicks.
Cool. F-A-N-C-H-I-X.
F-A-N-C-H-I-X.
Don't forget the X.
Fanchicks.
Thank you, Agent Daryl.
You're awesome.
In case you're, you know, like, really dispelling.
Yeah.
Having trouble finding.
As we are.
And our website, where you can find our comic books, fanfiction, strip comics, photo sets, and all other sort of awesome print media of us. It's www.fanchicks.com.
Cool. Well, you know, thanks a lot for coming down for this. I really appreciate you coming down.
We love being here.
Well, we love having you. And
the new location is amazing.
Cool. I'm glad you like it. We'll definitely talk to you again, and we hope to see you out at more events.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.